My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Good morning, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm excellent, thanks. Yeah, a couple of busy weekends last few weeks and some great auctions.
And Torsten, you were flat out last week selling houses, but you're back.
I am indeed, Eddie, and I've also attended a conference in the last few days in Singapore, which...
How did that go?
It was fantastic. It was showing us where the technology is heading in the property industry. So we're always trying to be at the forefront of that for Chisholm & Gayman's clients and our staff and some exciting things.
Yeah, before we get into the topic of the week, what sort of technology are we talking about?
Well, part of it was just looking at how properties are presented, the area of floor plans, Eddie, so 3D floor plans, virtual tours.
Drones.
Where virtual tours of properties are going to be the way of the future coming online very, very soon. So some terrific technology, and also the cost of that technology with the glassware is incredible. There's a few of the Chisholm and Gayman crew that got to see a next generation set of virtual tour glasses that I sent to the guys. That's going to be released by Google in the next 12 months. So there's some amazing technology with that video and virtual tour aspect, and also just the formatting and the flexibility as far as gaining information. So we got to learn about the quantum computer coming our way. So that's another element for commerce in general. So pretty exciting times.
That's a great lead-in, actually, to our topic of the week, because this week we're looking at attention to detail, and technology has such great attention to detail in itself.
Well, it does indeed, and as I say, it goes hand in hand with marketing these days. But what's really intriguing and what makes such a difference to the successful campaigns that Sam and I have and the rest of the Chisholm & Gayman crew is vendors that go to the extra effort, those little one percenters that, like we like to say in footy parlance, the one percenters really do make a difference to...
Well, that's what you get, gets you across the line.
It creates atmosphere and outcome.
Yes, absolutely.
So some of the interesting ones can start simply. That can be fruit on dining tables and kitchen benchtops. We love the
oranges, Torsten.
We like oranges and mandarins.
Becomes a problem if you get hungry.
Well, you just make sure you have enough so it's not noticeable when you take the one from the top.
But, and you don't want to put wax there either. You don't want to put wax fruit because that's very 70s.
It is, and it does just look fake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even the good ones look fake. But there's nothing like the aroma of beautifully fresh oranges. You know, as I say, we selfishly like the colour orange, so given that's the corporate branding, so we're happy with that.
Speaking of aroma, one of your great keys is when you're doing an open for inspection, put some vanilla pods into the oven.
Oh, you've been listening, Eddie, over
absolutely.
All these years.
Absolutely. I always said baked bread, which is the same thing. Give it that homey feel.
Yes, and that is such an effective way of creating that baked feeling. And you don't have to go to all the effort. Now, I know, being a great foodie that you are.
Oh, absolutely.
And Sam, that you would actually go to the effort of cooking, but not all of us have got that ability or time. So the actual vanilla buds are the way to go, as long as you don't burn them.
True. True. One day we'll have to have a recipe off. So
yeah, I'm ready for it, Eddie.
My best recipe against yours. We'll bring in the food.
It'll be lasagna for me, Eddie. I'm ready.
We can do that for the final show.
Absolutely. Lamb shanks for me.
Okay, I'm ready.
TK, so what else?
Look, it's the smaller things. Another dramatic impact that always surprises us is when you get the windows cleaned internally and externally, Sam. It lets more light in, getting rid of the cobwebs, just gives you that fresh sense of house pride.
Absolutely, Torsten. And I think while the window cleaner's there, or you do it yourself, of course, if you've got time, but the professionals are great and they're really quick and it does take a little bit of the stress out of it for you, get the gurney out. Give the pathways a good wash down, decks, any external tile surfaces. Often you get a little bit of just grime that builds up over time.
Yep.
And I think when you're walking into the house, you're usually, you know, rushing to the car. You just don't look at those things. And sometimes you're not even aware of them. But if we do a walkthrough, we can give you some recommendations.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate, all thanks to Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside, 95311245, the one central number to call. 95311245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales, 95311245. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling internationally, 61 is our country code, 39531-1245, the number to call. Torsten.
So another element there, which is a very simple one, is presenting the kitchen and bedroom cupboards as well. So
cupboards?
Cupboards. So okay. Organising, because storage is such a critical thing for people. If they can see that the storage that you have in your home or your apartment is effective and it works and things don't look overly cluttered, it just leaves them with an impressed sense of the space, but also relieves them of any concerns. So removing excess items out of bedroom cupboards is a really, really important one. Making sure there aren't overtly too many boxes and misplaced items within the top shelves of cupboards, so you get that sense of depth. And again, a lot of cupboards will have a space between the cupboard top and the ceiling. Remove anything from that so that you, again, get that visual depth of the room size, because cupboards actually shrink.
Like, yeah, there's always some dusty glass vases up there and fruit bowls that haven't...
Board games
that haven't been used.
In the kitchen, yeah.
From days gone by.
Yeah, when was the last time you played Monopoly?
Probably a weekend away, I reckon.
Really?
Yes. Well, in fact, it's
about
funny...
About 2 years ago.
it's funny you should say that, because I'm about to buy a Monopoly set for my kids.
Good on you.
Because I want to see whether I can get them away from the iPad.
And Torsten, I think it's really important that we want to see as little as possible, really, in the home. So it's really taking everything, almost everything, off kitchen benches, leaving maybe a nice kettle or a nice blender. Less is more.
Yeah.
So it's not just getting above the cupboards. It's also what's on those surfaces. It's taking all those beloved fridge magnets and bills off the fridge.
And you know who can really help here? Kasia.
Kasia can. She can certainly help with the important styling tips, but also... as I say, there's a difference, which we say is between presenting and living. So you get a window of time, which is only 4 to 5 weeks, to present your home or apartment in its best light. So if you've got the eye for it, we'll go ahead. But if some people need that professional assistance.
And if people are listening for the first time, who is Kasia?
Kasia is our stylist. So any of our Chisholm and Gayman clients get access to her in relation to styling, hiring of furniture, just making sure that we maximise the look, the feel and the sense of space for each room.
Sure. Sammy?
So Cash is fabulous, and it's really important that we do create those great first impressions.
She's good with the zhuzh.
She is good with the zhuzh.
Yeah, she is. And it's about, I mean, it's the little things. And once again, I know I talked about the fact that we do become a little bit complacent when we are living in the home. It's just that we don't see it anymore. We don't see the cobweb in the corner, or we don't notice those things from a everyday living basis when we, you know, we've got a well-loved home. But it's things like the way we present our bedding, the way that we have artwork on the wall, and quite often there's a lot of sparse walls in a house, and, you know, they need some colour or they need some really good artwork. It doesn't need to necessarily be expensive. It can also be hired. And, you know, a lot of our clients do sort of rely on family or friends to just contribute for a 4 to 6 week period so that we can get everything ready. But it really does make a room feel an extra sense of warmth. People lack imagination. And when they walk in, they just feel much better about a space when they can see themselves in that space entertaining with friends. And that's where bedding and cushions and colour really come into it, Torsten.
It is. And focusing on that refined detailing, again with cupboards and kitchen cupboards, making sure the door handles that you have are not loose, door handles are not loose and that they open.
Contemporary, it's an easy thing to change, isn't it?
And it is an easy thing to change. So they're very easy to do. There's a great store down Bayside Way called Knobs and Knockers.
That is a famous store down Bayside, isn't it, Knobs and Knockers?
Yes, it's been there for 50 years, and it's very well known for its knockers and knobs.
Indeed. This is My Real Estate. We'll be back in a tick.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside. They certainly know Bayside. Four offices Bayside. Where are they, Sam?
Eddie, Blackrock, Elwood, Mount Martha and Port Melbourne.
We continue. TK.
So bathrooms are another very easy area to dress up, Sam, and we've got some certain ideas and you've got some great points to raise.
Yes, sure do, Torsten. Couple in particular. Often the grout just comes loose, or the caulking, and it's generally around, you know, a lot of those high wear areas. It might be the base of the shower. It could be around the vanity, generally at the back of the basin, you know, sometimes where the mirror meets the top of the vanity or the stone top.
There's a great product that whitens your grout. So if it's discoloured, it's sometimes good to just go around and whiten the grout.
Yeah, it's very important. And also, we often have the tiles resprayed. There's a few companies that do it. If the tiles are, say, a little bit outdated or out of fashion, they might be that nice apricot colour or a light pale blue or something that may not be quite in vogue, it's quite cost effective to have them resprayed rather than retiling the whole bathroom.
Sure.
But the other thing is, especially for photography when you're getting prepared, Torsten, is to make sure that we don't want to see any of the toothbrushes, the toothpaste, the shampoos, the collection of hair brushes. You know, it's important that you maybe go to a store like Bunnings or one of the $2 stores and get yourself a couple of big plastic tubs and just fill them up, and you'll have to pop that in the car for the open for inspection. And also the other one is, don't leave the portable, you know, the little freestanding bin that next to
the little bitty bin. Yeah,
you're going to have to put that in the garage or take it with you. Just
absolutely,
it just doesn't look great during the opens. You want to make those spaces feel big, and don't leave your bath mat on the floor.
Just a quick aside, gentlemen, because Tanya and I have been watching The Block. We're fans of The Block. Has Art Deco come back into vogue?
Look, it actually never went out. Okay. It's just that there's a greater appreciation of it in the broader community. For those that are in Bayside, where there's a very heavy influence of the Deco era, it has been one of our top performing periods for at least 10 years. It's coming to its own probably in the last 5 years in the apartment market side, because they're bigger, have more atmosphere and are in smaller buildings. So certainly the Deco era is appreciating in value quicker than many other property segments.
So Deco was 20s and 30s?
It was. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
and black was very, very popular with Deco.
Black was very, and green.
And green, yes, and absolutely.
And they're generally bigger. The ceiling heights are often more generous. There's some beautiful LED lighting or decorative ceilings. People love period features. It's becoming like a work of art. You know, it's a bit more priceless as we move forward.
And things were rounded. They didn't come to a 45-degree angle. Everything was rounded when it came to Deco.
Look, smooth edges, wonderful curvature. And you can see that also in the fireplaces. You can see that in the ceiling roses. And also in the beautiful external curvature of the building shapes and design. So, again, as you say, Eddie, the curves were very popular. Getting back to the bathrooms as well, we've talked about the whitening of the grouting, both on the tiling and the flooring. Another really important thing.
I bet I can guess this, TK.
Is the TK mirror. So very cheap in updating mirrors. There's nothing worse than having mirrors that have got that frayed edging to it that you see with steam coming underneath.
Yes.
It is one of the most cost-effective ways of improving your bathroom, and that is to replace the mirror.
And it makes it look bigger.
And it's a great segue to size, Eddie.
Yes.
A lot of mirrors in a lot of apartments and a lot of homes are quite small. Get the maximum sizing that you can that fits within the bathroom you have, because it improves the size, as in the reflection actually gives depth to the bathroom, so it makes it feel bigger, but it also reflects light, so it actually makes darker bathrooms lighter.
We could keep talking about this for hours, but unfortunately our time has come to an end. Gentlemen, we'll do it all again next week.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.